bear their fruit in their season. Their harvest time has come. The Lord has sent laborers to take the fruit from the trees. There's a name that has all power. There's a name among the trees. So my fruit don't fall.
Welcome to the Whole Truth Broadcast with the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. Apostle Anthony J. Patterson is the General Overseer. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org or dial 610-583-2400 or write to P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023, in the United States of America.
Don't let my fruit fall. Don't let my fruit fall. Don't let it fall. 'Cause there's a name I know that has more power in the season. In this harvest time, there's a name I know that I can call, that has all power. There is a name, Jesus. Jesus. A name that has all power in season and out of season, Jesus. Oh. Can I testify among these trees? That's bearing fruit from the name. That's bearing fruit from the powerful name. When I got in trouble, oh, when I got in trouble, I called on that precious name. Able to keep me. Oh, let my fruit fall. Oh, Jesus. Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep me. right on my tree. He's able to keep me ready for. Oh, no. God is able to keep me.
For you, we are praying. This is the church that has correct connection to God. So we come to God in prayer, having this knowledge that God hears us and will grant us our request. Now, Father, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, thank you. We thank you that the laborer has come to our coast. We thank you that he's found some hundredfold, 60-fold, 20-fold. But Lord Jesus, we have something to offer. We thank you that we're still standing. We ask the Almighty God to bless and keep us. Keep your church. We thank you. It's been you, Lord. Some hundredfold. Some 60-fold. But I thank you that all of it is acceptable unto you. This is the fruit of your labor. You can pluck it anytime. We're here. Keep us, Lord. Now, Lord, let the word. Let the word now come down, have free course.
Yes,
again, we thank you, for the labor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, who is God Almighty. But without him, we pray. Amen.
Now it's horrible. Able to keep me.
Thank you, the Most High God. Thanks, big and born. But born at Amsterdam. Bless the Master Catholic. Dear Pastor Daniel.
God is able to.
Keep the church.
Yes, Lord.
We're glad to be here.
Amen.
Amen.
The world need to pray for a laborer.
Amen.
The church has one.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
The harvest is plentiful.
Yes,
Lord.
The laborers are few.
Amen.
So if you think that you are bearing fruit of the Spirit, you better pray for the laborer.
Amen.
Because you're going to need someone to pick your fruit.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But if you're big and bad, don't worry. Your fruit will fall off your tree and rot in the ground.
Amen.
But as for us, the bearing fruit, the laborer is coming in and plucking.
at your time of harvest.
Amen.
In your season.
Yes.
The season might not be yours, but it's mine.
Amen.
And in the season that the Lord has decided to bear fruit of the Spirit, I'm glad there's someone in our company.
Amen.
That can pluck it in time.
That's right. Amen.
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 Thank you, Lord.
I'm thinking about Elder Green. Say, well, the bishop is here, let him preach.
Amen.
All the deacons and elders, when I'm not here, everybody preach. Is that how it goes? Oh, I see. Well, I'm here.
Amen. Amen.
And I think often of the work of the laborers that came before me.
Amen.
Someone can read for me, please. And out of all of his labor, you can get Ephesians, but you get Mark 4 for me. Get anything, I'll preach it this time. I am so glad that God has called us to this work.
Amen.
Where he knew you would be bearing fruit at a time such as this.
Amen.
And while you're bearing your fruit, someone has to come and get it for God. Because if someone doesn't come and you're bearing all this wonderful fruit, it looks good. It's ripe now and it's time for picking.
Amen.
But you're in something that calls itself something other than God. The Lord can't get to you, no matter how sweet and nice you are.
Amen.
As a young lady came over here, she said, I'm a nice person. I think I want to be saved. She was.
Amen.
And the Lord came and plucked from her.
Amen.
In your season now, whatever fruit it is of God that you're bringing forth, you bear the tree, the fruit of the tree for us that are in God.
Amen.
Because somebody's going to come in your company that's going to have some hard trials.
Amen.
Amen.
So true. Amen.
And if you can't open your mouth and speak for God to assist them,
amen,
what good are we?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's true.
We bear fruit of the man of God giving the church the water.
Amen.
Of follow Nehemiah. That water nourished.
Amen.
Somebody.
Amen.
Then the Lord gave increase.
Yes.
To that watering that was done.
Amen.
We bear fruit of the same.
That's right.
When the Holy Ghost said, be baptized in water in the name of Jesus Christ, we bear fruit of the same.
Amen.
Peter's words cannot come back and there is nobody been baptized in the name.
Amen.
We stand as trees in the midst of the garden with the tree of life.
Amen. Amen.
And all these trees God got planted by a river. Water. And there's need for us to move.
Amen.
No need for us to get plucked up and thrown out and cast off and burned.
Amen.
So in our season, at this harvest, fruit has been selected by God to keep the church edified.
Thank God.
Amen.
Thank
God.
Amen.
All of these trees bringing forth more clean air, wind, for anybody that want to breathe a breath of life and live forever, they'll find you and say, how can I be saved?
Amen.
Amen.
That's true.
And you'll tell them, then Peter said, be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. That is a soul asking, oh Bramble, will you rule over us? We will anoint you to rule over us. I would like for you to understand this day who you stand with when you are a tree planted by the rivers of water. The scripture says, now there's now therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ. That means you cannot condemn any tree that God planted. God had a man of God to plant the tree. He sent another man of God to water the tree. And the Lord decided on what increase of him he would bear by you. Patience. Some of you all bear that tree very well. Queen to say, I'm the queen of the trees. Waiting on God. The Lord said, I'm coming for a church without a spot or wrinkle. Well, when you coming? Amen. You said you were soon to come 2,000 years ago. Yes. And 2,000 years is soon? He still got trees. Yes. In the midst of his garden. Yes. Saying, I will wait upon the Lord. Amen. Why? He's coming soon.
Amen.
There are many among you who have faith in God that just cannot waver. So when the physician said, ma'am, you're going to die. She said, well, I'll die. I had a good life.
Amen.
But here come the Lord saying, bear fruit of this. And the soul said, I'll bear fruit for God.
Amen.
In this.
Amen.
And the Lord take that fruit from that tree and feed it to the church. And the church is nourished and edified by that tree.
Amen.
That's true.
Look at your lives.
Amen.
Look at the things you say and do in that life. And who you've helped.
Yes, thank you.
Well, I say my daughter came and told me about this way. I never heard about it like that, but my daughter say, Mom, you need to come and hear this man preach. And Mama said, oh, I'll come. Mama came and got baptized, came in the church. The daughter went out.
Amen.
Mama still hearing the daughter floundering around. But the mama tree is now bringing forth fruit of the spirit.
Amen.
And the daughter tree bringing forth fruit of the flesh.
Yes.
If you sow to the flesh, you're going to reap. Anybody can pluck from a fleshly tree. Only a laborer can pluck spiritual fruit from spiritual trees. Because the trees that you bear, you're in the midst of the paradise of God. And you're standing with the tree of life, knowing your knowledge is of who God is. And Peter said, if these things be in you, and if they abound, you will never be barren in the knowledge of who God is. So the laborer comes in and give you the stature of God to let you walk in and say, he's too high to get over. He's too low to get under. He's too wide to get around. You must come in at the door.
Amen.
Why can't I remember the song? I wrote it. However, why y'all try to figure it out? When you think about what the Lord put in the church as a laborer among you, he put first in the church the apostleship.
Amen.
That is the thing the world want to take out.
Amen. It's true.
They say, ain't no more. But if you don't have them, who's going to edify? Some people say, let the pastor do it. Let the prophets do it. Well, he's just the one to tell us what the Lord's going to do. Where's God's record? Where's the sickle for all this fruit that's on my tree before it falls to the ground and rot? Who's going to come and get it? Can you imagine a person that believes God could do anything but fail? They've had all trials and trials and trials of life, and they're in a room by themselves. You don't know them, and nobody else know them, and finally they die. There was nobody, a laborer, to come in and get that fruit. So God could have it written either on the pages or in the tables of your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
So some people say, well, why my trials got to be so hard? Sister Amos will say, I am the queen of that tree. Because I wonder why mine's got to be so hard. And every time the man of God write a song, I'm crying. She's the queen of that tree. Somebody has to bear that fruit, that no matter if the Lord slay me, yet I'm going to trust him. Now, somebody say, help me, Lord. He needs help. Because if you're going to bear such a fruit, the church needs someone to bear that fruit. How y'all think Job's life was? The Lord came in and threw in the sickle and got all that fruit from Job and wrote it in the book and then fed it to you.
Amen.
Now Job's life will live on forever and ever. Why? You are bearing fruit that Job bared. That fruit didn't die. This is an evergreen, everlasting tree. We are in the midst of the garden bearing fruit of the Spirit. When the Spirit tells the church to do something, that tree don't start bringing forth pomegranates when we are bringing forth oranges.
Amen.
We're orange trees.
Amen.
So we bring forth oranges. When the man of God comes in and says, the Lord has required that you do such and such a thing. When the laborer comes, what do he want? He want to see you doing what the Lord said.
Yes.
Do.
Amen.
He want to find you. So do it.
Amen.
Now, you can talk to some people till you blue in the face about the baptism in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you understand that there were folks that walked with you in this tree, in this garden,
yes,
that believed with you at that time and bear the same fruit? All of a sudden, they don't want to believe that no more. So out of the garden they go. Before they can get life from God, out they go, and there's a laborer standing at the mouth. You can't come back in here with that.
Amen.
The Lord will not allow that in, so the sword of the word will destroy that thing if it try to come in and infect these trees that's in the midst of God. God won't allow. He said, I didn't plant that. I won't allow that to change what I did. Do you know the world can't get into you and choke out what God did?
Amen.
Won't happen.
Thank you, Lord.
Omega couldn't affect you.
Amen.
The angel of God, Nehemiah, the laborer, kept him from you. He kept it from you. He kept you in remembrance of what God said. So as long as you stayed within the garden of God, he got someone at the mouth of the paradise. You can't bring that in here. If you want it, he'll let you go out. And you'll find it out in the world. But up in here, these are trees bearing fruit of the Spirit. We bear fruit of what God said. Now, there are folks that say, the baptism in the name don't matter. I can just baptize you in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Put you in the water and bring you out. And you never call the name that hath the power. How long we've been talking about this? ages. Is the world doing it? No. Are they going to do it? No. But if you do, you then come among us, the trees that are bearing fruit of the Spirit. So when the Lord comes, he going to come in the cool of the day looking for you. The Lord didn't go out in the world looking for nothing. He came in the paradise and said, where are you? Say, here I am, Lord. When he put the apostles in the church, nothing but a fool would say they ain't not in here no more. And the saints got to be perfected.
Amen.
The laborer must be among the people of God.
Amen.
When someone testifies of the goodness of God, someone has to pluck that fruit and feed it to God, where God gives it back to you, and the word goes around and around and around, and it continues from Adam until the Lord comes in for the latter rain.
Amen.
He's going to find us. So do it. So if you're not in here, you better pray and ask the Lord for a laborer to come and get your fruit. Otherwise, your fruit gonna fall to the ground and be good to who? Nobody. Not even you. For God put in the church first. I'm in Ephesians.
Ephesians 4.
God put in the church first.
And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers.
I find it odd that they want to throw out the first thing God put in that established this thing, the thing God handled and said, I'll be with you till the end of the world. They want to throw that out. But want to keep everything else. That's like trying to make a cake and you throw out the flour. Now, I'm going to make a cake, but I ain't going to have no flour in it. So you put in your butter, your sugar, and all your seasoning and bake it. See if you get a cake. There's a deacon testifying among the trees. I know better than that. And I don't even cook. Me too.
Amen.
But you see, if you take out something that the recipe requires, you're not going to get the end result of what you're trying to do.
Amen.
First thing God put in the church was apostles.
Amen.
Secondarily,
prophets.
Prophets.
And some evangelists.
You can't take them out as well. You need them.
Some pastors.
Some pastors and some teachers.
Four.
For the perfecting of
the saints.
All those trees.
Amen. Amen.
You've got to be perfected. Somebody has to bring you into the knowledge of who God is, who you are. And when the enemy tries to come in this paradise and rip you up by the root, you said, I'm like a tree planted by the river of water, and I shall not be moved. Can you imagine somebody get established in God and then a wind of doctrine comes in and you sniff it and you think it smells good? But I need you to think about what I'm saying, a wind of doctrine.
For the perfecting of the saints.
The saints have to be perfected.
For the work of the ministry.
For God's ministry must continue.
For the edifying of the body of Christ.
The body of Christ must be edified. What are you going to be edified by? What did God say?
Till we all come in the unity of the faith.
We all will be unified.
Amen.
And of the knowledge of the Son of God.
Who God is.
Amen.
Unto a perfect man.
Perfect.
Unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
Glory.
Want you to know all I am. Yes.
Then we henceforth be no more children.
Then, if we get established in God, we get planted in this beautiful paradise, and God comes by every once in a while to check on us, rest on us for a little season. Yeah. Make us feel good. Then he go off somewhere. And he come back and say like, oh God, what have I done? He said, but you're by life now.
That we henceforth be no more
children. I am no more now a child that is
tossed to and fro.
Here.
Amen.
And there. I'm so rooted and grounded and settled in God. What am I moving for? Let the winds come. They'll blow. My tree might bend, but my root's not coming up.
Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine.
What's going to now roll you out in a desert like
tumbleweed?
It takes the word of the Lord to plant you.
Amen.
It takes the word of the Lord to water you.
Amen.
Then God will give the increase about what his word has done in you. Yes.
By sleight of men and cunning craftiness.
Because when men come and they tell you don't pay any attention to what the man of God said before.
Whereby they lie.
Whoa. They lie and wait
to deceive,
to come and deceive one of these trees.
But speaking the truth in love may grow up into him all in all things, which is the head, even Christ.
You see where you are?
Yes, all right.
You see why it's important then that you have a laborer, someone to labor with you. As you're bringing forth fruit of the Spirit, someone is laboring. When your harvest come, someone is ready to pluck it. And say, here, Lord, is our sweet savor. That someone, through hard trials, bear this sweet fruit for thee.
From whom the whole body fitly joined.
Hear now, the whole body of Christ. All these trees are fitly joined together.
And compacted by that which every joint supplieth.
Here's the water.
According to the effectual working in the measure of every part. Make it increase of the body until the edifying of itself in love.
Already go.
That's just beautiful to me.
Yes, sir. It's beautiful.
Your hardship is for my good. Your willingness to do that thing which it seems impossible to other men, God will do it by you.
Thank you.
And when you do it, the laborer gives God the praise and thanksgiving for it and bring it in the basket and put it in the presence of all of our enemies. We're going to eat of the goodness of the Lord. Here we eat angels' food.
Amen.
And nothing rotten, no vomit,
amen,
is on your table.
Thank you, Lord.
Because God gave you a laborer.
Thank you, Lord.
Someone to work with you.
Thank you, Lord.
Into the knowledge of who God is.
Thank you, Lord.
And when you have a trial, that person that's laboring with you to bring forth something will tell you, be mindful.
Amen.
When something knock on your door.
Yes.
Look behind that thing.
Amen.
And see what's with it.
Amen.
Before you open your door. Somebody is laboring with you.
Amen.
When your faith gets weak and you said, I should have waited better and I should get to church on time a little.
Amen.
I know I live way out in the boonies, but the Lord gave me a house way in the boonies, but I can still get to church on time.
Amen.
Somebody's been laboring with me for 30 years just to get to church in prayer time. A few times I get there, but most times I'm on the night shift. But somebody is laboring with you, won't let the Lord just cast you off.
Amen.
They're walking with you in your lowest hour. Yes. The man of God say, just be patient. Yes. You'll get the victory.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
And then I have you look over your life, the labor, say, look what God has done.
Yes.
Hasn't it been good? And you start thinking your fruit start coming off. And the Lord said, oh, what a marvelous thing we did by that work. Amen. The laborers together with him.
Amen.
And when you look at all of the trials and you ask the question, why me?
Why not?
Why not?
Amen.
Because the Lord said, my harvest is plentiful. I have a lot of people doing some really good things. Oh, thou man of God, go cast in the sickle and bring it to me.
Yes.
Bring the tithe. Bring all of it into me so yes. I know what. This is how Israel worked in the old book. When the Lord would give them, he said, okay, your cattle are going to be speckled. And the Lord want to increase your cattle. So what does he do? He make all the ones that come out speckled just for you. Now, who can do that but
God?
If you say, I want them to come out striped, then they're going to be striped because he wants you to have striped
yes,
cattle.
Yes.
Every cattle that bring forth another one, they all will come out with a stripe.
Stripe.
Who can do that?
God.
Amen.
You hear me?
Yes,
so when the Lord want to increase something good for you, he going to make the world produce.
That's right.
The thing you need,
amen,
because God wants it.
Amen.
And when God get it, he give it to you.
Yes.
So that you can be edified by what the Spirit of God is doing.
Yes.
The Spirit bears fruit.
Yes.
Amen.
So does the flesh.
Yes. That's true.
But the fruit of the Spirit are these.
Yes.
And when you start looking at them, every last one of them is a spirit.
Amen.
Who's bearing it? You.
Thank you.
You're the tree that's bearing that fruit. Say, oh my God. The Lord said he was a healer. So they even say, I'm the queen of that tree. Berta is somewhere. I feel Berta. I don't see her, but Berta said, that's her. Where?
In the corner.
Oh, yeah, I felt the spirit, Berta. She off in the corner somewhere. That's her. If the Lord said I'm something and you believe it, you're bearing fruit that God is going to do that thing.
Yes.
And when he does it and you testify to the church, your fruit now is coming to the church and we are feasting on it with God, and now the book is written.
Amen.
If I say I am in him and he's in me, whose fruit was that?
Mm-hmm.
Vivian said, I ain't gone yet. She said, but the Lord, the laborer was preaching to my bones. Who y'all gonna think about? I don't care who else says it.
That's right.
When they say it, you say, well, now why you got Vivian's testimony? Because you hear other people say, the Lord is, you know, he's preaching to my bones. Say, that don't fit you. That fruit don't fit you.
Amen.
That's Vivian's fruit. But you know these things.
Amen.
Why? Because that person has demonstrated of my fruit. The Lord has plucked that from me. And he wrote it down in the book on the tables of hearts so I can give it back to the church. How do you know what Peter did? It's written. How do you know what Enoch said? And he, well, I thought on it. I was thinking how you even tasted of this fruit had it not been for Daisy. Daisy was bearing fruit, plucking shrimp off. Heading shrimp and started talking about Jesus. And here's this woman say, you know, I'm in adultery. And sister with the tree said, can't do that. Woman said, well, I got a good man. That old Negro I married the first time, he wasn't no good. She said, but you gave him a word. You said, I do. She said, I don't care. I can say I don't. And she just pulling off shrimp heads and said, no, you can't. Once you say I do, you can't say I don't.
Amen.
See, but the courts will let me do anything. That's outside of this garden.
Amen.
You can go out in the world and do anything. But in him, you said I do.
Amen.
And you said until death do we part. Then you said, yeah, I said, shrimp head going away, shrimp going away.
And while David was yet saying, she said, now what church you go to? Daisy, in the paradise of God, the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. The soul then came, had to check Daisy. Say, oh, thou man of God, you laborer. I got a problem. The laborer said, I'll walk with you a little bit. What is it? Say, I was married, and somebody told me that I married this old man that ain't no good, and I divorced him, and I remarried a good man. And God want me to have a good man. Mm. And the laborer stopped the chariot. I didn't have to say, here is water.
No,
say, here is spirit. Mm. You said, I do. And the Lord said, it's better not to make a vow than to make the vow and then break it.
Amen.
So he said, what I got to do, I got to go back and get that old man that was no good. Now that tree got planted in God. Say, if that's what God said I must do, plant me deep.
Amen.
Water me by the word of God.
Amen.
And I got to let go of this good thing because I want to be in the paradise of God. And when God come for the church and say, where are you? You say, here I am. You see this?
Yes.
So that tree got planted. The harvest now is coming from that tree, and the laborer is walking with it, plucking fruit.
Thank God.
Said, if I have to be miserable for God's sake, I'll suffer for a season.
Amen.
But the flesh don't want to suffer nothing. So it bears fruit of its kind. So people say, well, that's just too hard. Well, we got that in here in the paradise. We got a man that said, Jesus said, sell all you got and give it to the poor. The man said, huh? Because he had a lot. And he bears some fruit for us. And the Lord plucked that fruit from the man, but it wasn't good for it. But when you come in the paradise of God, God's going to give you a laborer.
Amen.
And when you've come through your hardest season and your fruit looks good to God, he said, throw in the sickle because the time for that is over. Your harvest is now here. Harvest this. Your season now is good.
Amen.
So when that thing that wasn't good for you, God has taken it away. Say, well, Lord, what am I going to do? This house has too many memories. The Lord said, put it up for sale. Because every time I walk in there, I think of him. Put it up for sale.
Mm-hmm.
Put it on the selling block. It's sold in a day. Somebody saw the pictures and bought it. Say, oh, thou man of God. Oh, phew, I thank God for that. I want to buy this house. The man of God said, no, don't buy that house. Said, no, sir, I really want this house. That's not the house for you. Oh, yes, sir, I'm going to buy this house. I've already put a deposit on it. And they're not going to give me my deposit back. Yes, they will. No, sir, you said the papers. They will not give it back. They'll give it back to you. Go get it.
Amen.
Here comes the sickle.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying? The laborer is walking with you,
yes,
saying, no, that's not it. So when the house comes, say, that's the one. But that got this and that and this. That's the house.
Yeah.
You go back. The laborer say they'll give you your money back, they give it back to you.
Amen. Amen.
You go over here, you buy this house.
Yes.
Now,
yes,
when you think about it, say, oh, well, thank God for the laborer. Because now I got $300,000 to $400,000 of equity in a house that the laborer told me to go get.
Amen.
Now, if I sell it, I can go ahead and get my little condo and go downtown to the upper floor, to the penthouse, if I want. But the laborer walked with me and plucked the fruit at the season that I gave the harvest.
Amen.
My harvest was my faith. And I'm giving you this so you understand what I'm trying to get over to you. When you had your harvest, Your season came, that your harvest now was plentiful. My faith, I believe, O thou man of God, that God sent you to me.
Amen.
Now, he sent me to you. What are you going to do with me? Because I got hard trials. That's all right, bring them. I got some things going on in my life. I don't know if I ever get the victory over. And the laborer said, I'll work with you. I won't let the Lord, hallelujah, I won't let God cut you off in it. I'll wait till you have the victory in it. And I'll pray that God ever keep you. And if anything trying to come into this paradise and pull you out, the sword of God will destroy it. And the Lord raised his voice and said, all of your sins I will not remember no more. And the harvest is now ready and is plentiful. Because my faith hasn't failed me yet. And I look over the life and I see where the Lord has brought me from. I only come this far by walking with the laborer who would not let my faith fail me.
Thank you, Lord.
Made me believe.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Even when my faith was weak. Even when my faith was low. The laborer kept believing that God was going to cause the season to change so that my harvest will bring forth fruit of God at a time when I thought not. But look at me. Still here. Still believing. Still trusting. Still waiting. Still determined. Still believing.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
I'm believing
Lord.
In the Lord.
Yes,
Lord. The Lord,
Lord
gave
yes, Lord.
Me
yes, Lord.
A labor.
Yes,
somebody's gonna work
yes,
with me.
Yes,
something that will not destroy me,
yes,
but help me.
Yes,
and when I find myself in trouble,
yes, Lord.
Oh, thou man of God.
Yes,
I don't even know where my wife is. It's been over 25 years. I don't know where she is. You got to find her. Here's a laborer.
Yeah.
Walking with you, telling you how to get the thing right with God.
Amen.
Because God needs that fruit. God needs that fruit from someone to say, yeah, I might be a rock, but there are some things growing that found a little crevice in my stone that's growing that I got to pluck it out of. Oh, thou man of God, I am. Are you able to help me? Say, oh, yeah, I'll help you. Because I gave a vow to God that I want to be in his paradise. So when he comes, I don't want to have nothing on my table that God didn't put there for me to eat. I don't want anything in my heart that will cause me to hate or cause me to do anything against the fruit of my tree. So when you look over the life and you say, how did I get so deep in God? Where did I go when I had so much pain in my body? I found the man of God and I said, can I have your right hand? I found another tree. I found something that make me keep believing. And when you look over the life, you're going to see what God has put in your company that has kept you all these days. So the harvest is plentiful. Yeah, because the laborer, he fertilized me, he watered me, and when he did all that, God gave the increase to me. I'm better off now. I feel better now. This is my season to feel a little better, because I don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. But today, I will be thankful to God. Had it not been for the laborer, how could I have ever touched the hem of a garment and been made whole? If it wasn't for the laborer, how is it that someone would say, look upon us, hallelujah to God. Look upon us and live. If it had not been for the laborer sitting at my table that I can walk with, I would be dead this morning in a grave, body rotten. But today I'm alive because there was something in my home, something in my heart, something in my mind that the laborer put there by God. And I'm going to walk with him until God comes. When God comes, I'm going to be hand in hand with him. I'm going to be mouth to mouth with him. I'm going to be heart to heart, soul to soul. Because God has given me a laborer. And of what God has done, I can give you fruit and tell you from my tree, if you look upon him, you shall live. Because the scripture said, look upon us and you can live. What's with you? I've been planted. When the physician tells me, ma'am, you're gonna die, you don't know what's with me. He might ride in on a bicycle, but he's coming here to be with me. He's coming because I told God, you got to give me some help. I told God, you got to send help now from heaven. Who's going to come to you? Here comes the laborer. The laborer start tilling the ground. My God, and here comes the re-reaver. Say, okay, we're going to throw in a little dung here and a little dung there. Push that dirt back. And here comes somebody say, we'll water you. Say, the man of God has done a good job. And I'm still believing. Let now something come and try to bring false doctrine and get in your roots. You discard it. Because God has given you a laborer. You don't have to pray for the Lord to bring in a laborer at your heart. You are thankful to God, and the laborer is here. I got you. When the Spirit came, said, I want the Lord to save my father. Let me tell you what's with you.
Amen.
He got snatched that moment. Why? Because prayer went up, and the laborer said, I'm walking with you. The Lord will grant your petition. When you think on everywhere in the word of God, the Lord has someone doing his will that was bringing by and making the people of God know and understand what was with
them. That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
That's right.
That has never left you, because Christ that was with them is now with you. And all these trees.
Thank you, Lord.
Of bowing and thanking God that God has given the church a labor. Someone who would labor with us and keep us in the word of God. How can you fall now? Peter, as he was walking on the water, he had something with him in case of faltering. It lifted him right back.
Right back.
That's what you got with you. God's not going to let you fall. Are you believing?
Yes.
He said, though your sins be red like, you got a laborer. Open his mouth. Watch him. When you see from your kitchen window, you're looking out over the meadow, and you see this beautiful growing of things coming along. That's how you look at me and see the work. When I take you to Atlanta, And you see the Lord, what the Lord took me to. And here I go and I give a man my right hand. And the Lord began to rest on that man at that moment. What is he showing you? Here now the laborer. And everybody else testifies that the power came. Oh yeah. For the true laborer is throwing in the sickle. Are you believing? You got something with you that the world can't have. What do you have? You got the word. You got everything put God put to walk with you to make sure you get back to him in peace. And God is going to guard you in his paradise and won't let anything now come in. The serpent can't get into the paradise. Cast out. There's a guard, angels with the word of God to keep it out, the sword. The word of the Lord is keeping it out. So when you get in trouble and you need help, look to the head of your table. Tell them what you need. You out on a tennis court running for a ball and you fall and hit your head. But what was with you? They get to the hospital and say, what happened to you? I don't know. I was knocked out. But they say, we don't see no damage. Because something was with me at the time when he said he would keep me. Even when I'm falling, he kept me. Something is with the church. Something is with the church. And it'll never leave the church. When you get in trouble, something is coming in the trouble with you. God said, I will never leave you. Neither will I forsake you. I'll walk with you. Will you walk with me? You don't have to pray for the Lord to give you a laborer. The Lord has given you me. I was born for this purpose in this season for your harvest. Your harvest is plentiful. Your harvest is plentiful. The word of the Lord has done all this work. All this work the word of the Lord has done. I can still reap. I can reap Bishop Shelton's labor. I can reap Bishop Nehemiah's labor. I can reap Peter's labor, Paul's labor, John's labor. Your harvest is plentiful.
Thank you for listening to the Whole Truth Gospel broadcast of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ of the Apostolic Faith. For more information, visit us online at theapostolicfaith.org. Dial 610-583-2400 or write to us at P.O. Box 109, Darby, Pennsylvania, 19023 in the United States of America.
Gracias por escuchar al programa Toda Verdad, Iglesia del Señor Jesucristo de la Fe Apostólica. Ven con nosotros porque te haremos bien. Nos pueden visitar en la página web www.theapostolicfaith.org.
Merci d'avoir écouté la mission de radio de l'Église du Seigneur Jésus-Christ de la foi apostolique. Venez avec nous, nous vous ferons du bien. Pour plus d'informations, visitez le site www.lafoiapostolique.org.
Děkuji za poslouchání našeho rádia v pravdě Pana Ježíše Krista o apoštolské víře. Více informací naleznete na adrese theapostolicfaith.org.
If you are listening to this broadcast during the day, then have a good day. If you are listening to this broadcast during the evening hours, have a good night.